Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Paul Melcher. I'm a consultant with companies in the visual space. I mostly tech companies that have created a solution and that need some advice on the market fit, as well as help on growth and marketing and sales of the product. So I help them get traction and accelerate their growth in that space. I can be reached at melchersystem.com.
How are you involved with synthetic media?
I've been writing about synthetic media for many years now, at least 5 to 7 years, talking about how much it will change the environment, the visual environment, obviously. And we are at a point today where projections become reality. And so I'm involved with one company, Visuals, that does that creates synthetic media for licensing and for usage by other companies.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
AI has difficulties currently in understanding context. And that is a barrier that makes the development of unrecognizable synthetic media a little bit challenging, but it's something that the industry is heavily working on, and everybody soon will see as being history. As far as the biggest success, unfortunately, today we see the biggest success in things like deepfake, where people use the technology to replicate mostly celebrities and put them into compromising scenes or things like that. But it's kind of the first aspect, and it's one that is fading away, I think. And now we're starting to see applications of synthetic media in the video space for avatar that can replace real person or be multiplied in different countries, as well as in the still photography space where it replaces the need to photograph objects. It can be created and set up into a virtual space that looks exactly like the real thing.
What advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I think the most important is not to be afraid of it. We've been dealing with computer-generated imagery for a long time, Hollywood probably being one of the first ones. And now, today, even without synthetic media, there's a lot of content that we consume every day that is created by computer with people. It's called CGI. It's nothing new. A lot of the catalogs that we see or things have a lot of computer-generated content. The only difference with synthetic media is that today it's mostly people managing those tools. Synthetic media is entirely can be made or is being made by computer with no or very, very little human intervention, but it's really the same. And so there won't be any visible differences when the world is entirely compromised of synthetic media. As far as visually, we'll have the same type of images available, and there's nothing to fear. The other thing people need to understand is that even the photos that they're taking today with their cell phone is already very much manipulated by algorithm, the same ones that are being used in synthetic media. Therefore, you know, we're halfway there in the type of photos that we take manually. So it's something to be embraced. Photography taken by individuals and humans are not going to disappear. In fact, I think it's going to be even more creative and gain even more value. But most of the photography that we'll be consuming in the future, upwards to 90, 97%, will be synthetic media.
Where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
today there's not really a centralized place where people can learn about synthetic media. I think it's something that needs people curious about it need to do a little bit some research, have some keywords alerts in Google's if that's something that they want to follow closely. One of the reasons is that synthetic media is developing in different areas at the same time, in photo licensing, for example, as well as in the medical field or architecture or video and things like that. So there's not one central place really where people can find information on that as of today. I'm sure that that will change pretty soon. As far as my work on it, I write constantly about anything to do with visual tech, but in particular synthetic media on my publication, capture.co. It's with a K, so it's KAPTUR.co. And I write, and I have guests who come in and write about these types of topic on a regular basis.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.